Lili Nishmas, Gershon Yosef, Ben, Yisrael Moshe. So today's Amud, Bezud Hashem, we're going to be finishing Siman Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the parashios of Karbanos should be said during the day. Karbanos were normally offered during the day, not at night. So therefore, the Karbanos that we're saying, the Shulchan Aruch earlier mentioned that it's Tov to say from the Tzukim in the Torah, the different Karbanos. We'll see later that that's not so much the common practice, but it should be said only during the day. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you don't have time, you can say them at night. You can say them at night as well. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say the Parsha of the Ola, Shlomim, and Mincha, there's a Yehi Ratzon that you say, Hashem, you should accept my saying of these psukim as if I offered the carbon itself. As if I offered the carbon itself. In other words, and the Shulchan Aruch explains, you could offer this carbon as a nedava if you would have wanted to. So when you say the psukim, you're saying that Hashem, accept this as if I offer the carbon itself. Again, we're going to see a little later today, Bezud Hashem, that it's not the common practice to say the Ola, Mincha, and Shlamim. But when one does say this, you're allowed to say, you can say the Yehi Ratzon, that Hashem should accept the Psukim as if you offered the Karba. Oh. Sifras. You're supposed to say the Pasuk of Veshachat Oso Al Yerech HaMizbech Safon Alivnei Hashem. Somehow there is a Pasuk in Vayikra. It's in the Sidurim after the Karban Tamid. It's in the Chumash in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Yer Aleph. V'shachar oso al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafon lifnei Hashem v'zarku b'nei Aaron ha-konim estamo al-mizbeach soviv. This is referring to the Karban Ola at the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, and it's brought down to say that Pasuk. Why that Pasuk? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, because the Medrash says, whoever says this Pasuk, Hashem remembers, in a sense, the Akedas Yitzchak. Somehow this Pasuk is a direct remez to Akedas Yitzchak. So the custom is, this Pasuk is mentioned in the Siddur after the Karban Tamid. We'll see in a minute, Bezud Hashem. Now you have to say the Karban Tamid every day. And right after the Karban Tamid, that's in the Parshas Pinchas, we add on this Pasuk. You know, when you look in the Siddur, unless you notice, you think this is part of the Karban Tamid. It's not part of the Karban Tamid. There's a separate Pasuk. There's a minute to say this Pasuk. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch based on a Medrash, and that's that Pasuk. Now the Shulchan Aruch gets to Se'if Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says that some have the custom to say the Parsha of the Kiyor, the washing of the hands, the Trumas Hadeshen, that was done at the beginning of the Avodah every day. They would take some of the ashes off of the Mizbeach, and then the Parshas Tamid, and then the Parsha of the Mizbeach HaKetores, and then the Ketores. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Kiyor, Trumas Hadeshen, the Tamid, and the Ketores. And this has become the standard Minhag Yisrael. If you look in the Siddur, you have the Parsha of the Kiyor, Trumas Hadeshen, the Tamid, followed by the Ketores. And what the Shulchan Aruch mentioned earlier on yesterday's Amud of the Ola, Mincha, and Shlom, that's not the standard practice. You're allowed to say those things, certainly. That's not part of the standard Minhag. The standard Minhag is, that has been accepted in Klal Yisrael, is what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Se'if Tes. Now, within this, so here Reb Nevensol in his Mishnah Berurah, Reb Nevensol Shlita, comments a few times as follows. So this is the minhag to say this. But what's considered the chiyuv based on the minhag? So Reb Nevensol points out that the chiyuv is, of these, the Parshas HaTamid. That one has to say every day. The Mishnah Berurah refers to this later on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah refer to this later on in the Shulchan Aruch. So that one should get in the habit every day of saying the Parshas Tamid. That's considered the Chiyuv. Similarly, although it's not mentioned here, there is an old minhag to say Ezehu Mekomon, the Perek of Mishnayis Ezehu Mekomon. and the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That's mentioned in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And there in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, say those three things. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and not the Ketores, because saying the Ketores is not the same level of Chiyuv. Those three are considered the standard Chiyuv. So Rav Nevensol points out a few times that we assume that which parts of Karbanos are based on the Minhag, the level of a Chiyuv, the Parshas Tamid, Ezu Mekoman, and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. And that's why you're allowed to say them when? You're allowed to say them on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you can only say things that are part of the standard davening, not things that are psukim. You don't say extra on Tisha B'Av, only parts of the standard davening. And therefore, Rav Nevensol says, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that's what you would say. Now, there are those that also say the Parsha of the Kiyor and the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ketores on Tisha B'Av as well. That custom exists as well, but the standard psak based on the Mishnah Berurah would be only the Tamid, Ezu Mekoman, and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. In the Art Scroll Tisha B'Av Siddur, they include the Kiyor and the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ketores, because some have that custom, and they say you follow your own custom. But based on the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av refers back and says, and don't say everything it says at the end of Siman Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch, meaning just say the Parshas HaTamid. And again, since the Shulchan Aruch there also himself mentions Ezu Mekoman and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, so you would say those three things. So that's Tisha B'Av. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says here in Aram and at the end of Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Mishu Avel Lo Yomar Parshas HaKarbanos. If you're an Avel, you don't say the Parshas of Karbanos. This means anything beyond the minimum. But just like on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to say the Parshas HaTamid, so to an Avel would be allowed to say the Parshas HaTamid, that Rav Nevensol points out. And he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's only if that's your normal custom. In other words, if a person normally says the Parshas HaTamid and Ezu Mekoman and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, then as an Avel, he's allowed to say it as well. But if you don't say those things, even though that has become the Chiyuv based on the Minug, then as an Avel, you wouldn't say it either. That's what Rav Nevensol quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He quotes it twice, both here and in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So, there are basically three levels. In yesterday's Amud, we saw it's Tov to say the other Karbanos too. That is not the standard practice that's brought down, that's in the regular Siddurim. To say the Parshios of the Ola and the Shlomim, that's in yesterday's Amud. What has become the standard practice is what it says here in Sif Tes. The Kior, Trumas Hadeshen, the Tamid, and the Ketores, followed by, this we'll discuss later, Bezus Hashem, in a future shir, Ezu Mekoman, and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. And within that standard practice, Rav Nevensol points out, based on the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, there's the level of Minhag, and there's the level of Minhag that we've accepted as a Chiyuv. And that is the Tamid, Ezu Mekoman, and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, and that a person should really start saying, get in the habit of starting to say those parshios. And as we said before, this should be said during the day, but the Mishnah Berurah says earlier that if you don't have time, and let's say you're somehow davening early and you know you're not going to have time later, to say it even at night is okay. And as a minhag, we also say the pasuk of Shachad Oso, based on the matters that pasuk is a special reference to the Akedas Yitzchak, and it's an extra reminder of the Akedas Yitzchak. And just to reiterate, there are those that say that everything we have printed in the Siddur, the Kiyor and the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ketores, is also said on Tisha B'Av and also said by an Avel if he normally says it, because that's considered part of the Seder Hayom. Rav Nevensol points out that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound like that. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like only the Tamid, the Ezu Mekoman, and the Brayso Rabbi Shmuel, but there is another Minog that says even more, and that's why it's in the Art School Siddur, those other parts on Tisha B'Av, because Taka, some people say that part as well. Just to complete a little more about saying Karbanos, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simen Mem Ches, Siv Katan Aleph, from the Achronim, that since the Karbanos were, the Kohanim had to stand when they offered the Karbanos, so one should stand when he recites the Parashios of Karbanos. Others argue on this, and the Mishnah Berurah there quotes that at least the Parashas Tamid, which is said B'tzibur, out loud, all together, one should definitely stand. Now, nowadays, we don't do that. We don't say the Karban Tamid together out loud. But there, the Rav Nevensol points out, some say even B'yachid, it's proper to stand. So one should, and other Achronim quote this as well. So when one is saying Karbanos, at least when one recites the Parshas HaTamid, it's preferable to stand, based on that discussion later on, in Simen Memches.